This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
We're now on to hour number three.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're continuing with your phone calls. I never got to it. I want to air that clip where the student confronts Jeb Bush. Pro-abortion group labels not killing 20-week-old babies as inhumane. That's a close quote. Not putting children in gas chambers is evil, too, I guess, according to these people. But right now, finishing up with Chris. Chris, I knew that the U.S. government was bringing in a bunch of Syrians, and the word was they were using the claim that they were refugees from the Syrian conflict that our government helped fund. To bring in people to be trained here, but now we see that George Soros pledged $1 million to support robust global response to ongoing humanitarian crisis in Syria of the $3.8 million to bring these people in. So that is simply incredible, isn't it? And again, I'm not against bringing real refugees in, but do you think our government that's financing the takedown of Syria would then actually want to help the Christians they're slaughtering? What do you make of that, Chris?
Honestly, Faith, Bill,
hey, Mr. Lee,
if anybody honestly would go look at Isaiah 10, God talks about it being there, his arm. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm listening to you.
Okay. I'm sorry, I just got quiet. I apologize.
It'll be quiet if I'm not talking over you. I'll talk over you. Does that make it better?
Yeah,
I'll
sure
just talk, and then you talk. No, I'm joking. Go ahead.
it just really wild to me about the whole thing. It's biblical. And then, you know, you sit back and you think, you know, then now Fort Bragg's is working with Columbia. Richland County, which is only like, I want to say, a county away from York County.
Yes, for those that don't know, they were doing gun confiscation drills basically a few days ago. We covered that. Thank you for the call. The people running things are bold enough to try to get the military prepared for a takeover. We don't know if Jade Helm is that takeover. Certainly now that everybody's watching it and looking at it, I don't think it's going to be the case, but if I was thinking like the globalists, who I know have been preparing the public that the patriots are going to attack the military, you would then take this story, hype it up, pretend that I'm calling for violence, have violence, which is either stirred up or manufactured, and then use that to demonize anybody that's against a military rollout on the streets of America. We also have the military doing wellness checks door-to-door that are really knock and talk. And I mentioned knock and talk last week, and I saw a bunch of emails saying, Alex, there's no such thing as that. Police aren't coming to people's doors asking about what guns they own. Strangely enough, I haven't seen any news about knock and talk in about a year, but I know it's still going on in all 50 states federally funded. And they'll give police departments sometimes millions of dollars for cameras or uniforms or cars or whatever the case is, but written into the stipulation of the contract is you will do X number of knock and talks with X number of officers. And boy, in Dallas, it didn't fly. They went into the rich areas, knocked on thousands of doors over and over again during the day, asking rich housewives to come in and inspect their husband's guns. And so now that we mention that, will you guys search engine on YouTube, police do knock and talk for firearms, and then do it on Google too and find me some articles, because I understand why new listeners tune in and think that's made up, that's crazy, there's no way. Because, I mean, that's tyranny, isn't it? We've got footage, I know I've seen it, years ago we aired it, in Boston where they don't take no for answer, they force their way in at the knock and talks. And of course you saw what happened after the Boston bombing, they did it to everybody. So it's just all about getting rid of the Fourth Amendment. So we'll find some knock and talk, too. We're going to take more calls. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want it stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Ja'Kari Jackson's got breaking news on the war against ammunition. Second Amendment news coming up. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I'm going to get to the attack on the First Amendment. Cy Hurst says he's not backing off anything he said about the Bin Laden raid not being as they said it was. Actually, he is. He came out 2 years ago and said it was basically all false, 100% false, and then he started backing off that. But the whole thing's fake. It was a body double being held there at the facility next door to the military base. The whole thing was totally staged. We've had the Navy SEAL families on who had their children killed, their sons killed, and we know how the whole thing went down. Oh, and I told you how it all went down within 3 months of it happening, because they blew up the helicopter to get rid of the witnesses, and then we got all the intel. So, and look, it all came out. See, they're not invincible. I want to go to Bubbles and Dave and Steve and Wild and Corey, and then that'll be it for calls for the day. But cutting to Ja'Kari Jackson real quick. Ja'Kari, you've got a special report you're filing that we're going to premiere here at the bottom of the hour that will give us more analysis. But tell us what this pertains to with the Second Amendment.
Yes, we have an article on the site. I believe Adon put it out. House bill seeks to eliminate online ammo sales. And this is a New Jersey representative, Ms. Coleman. She has HR 2283, which is basically the Stop Online Ammunition Sales Act of 2015. And what this will do, Alex, is require face-to-face purchases of ammunition.
So they can register the fact that you own ammo, like Walmart and others have been trying to get people's names and info. And the reason this is important is this legislation is getting introduced all over the country. Just like the forced inoculation started 3 months ago, in California as legislation is now in more than 40 state legislatures moving its way through. The fight is on. It's getting voted down in some states, being passed in others. So thank you so much, Shikari. We'll get details on that coming up at the bottom of the hour with you in studio.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to go back to your calls, but I never got to this last hour when I was getting into the fact that Al-Qaeda has MRAPs that they supposedly, you know, got from the Iraqi military. And we played a clip of part of that newscast, but we don't yet have the part that I wanted. But as soon as we do get that, I'm reminding folks we're going to do that, to kind of direct stuff just from here on the air, I'm going to integrate it in with this clip of Jeb Bush being confronted about his brother being involved, helping basically expand Al-Qaeda. So that is going to be coming up as well. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Bubbles in Utah. Bubbles, you're on the air. Welcome.
You know, be nice, or I confiscate it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm having some audio problems, Bubbles. Were you talking to me just now?
Yeah, I need that. I'm going to need that. Okay, hello?
I'm going to have to let you go. I'm going to have to let you go. Your phone's got a problem. Dave in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
This here's Alex Jones.
We don't get prank callers very often, but then they only come through in groups. And that's what's starting to go on here. Because that's all the establishment does, is they make fun of people in the West or the South. And I guess because they're from the East, they think they're smarter than everybody. I like folks from the East that are regular people. I don't like folks that put on the fake Atlantic accent or the fake country club accents of, how dare you not want to turn your guns in? I'm going to have bodyguards, but you're not going to have any guns.
I'll tell you what, would you rather I speak in a slimy London accent for you? Well, that'd make it sound like I was more intelligent. Heck, let's do that for a moment. Steve in Texas, I bet because you live in Texas, you don't even have floors. You live on dirt floors, and I would imagine that you sign your name as an X. You leave your mark. You're part of those hillbillies festooning themselves with spittoons, and that I would imagine that you're a bitter clinger. What do you have to say today, Steve, about the backwardness of your state?
Hey, Alex, I've been listening to you for about 15 years, and I'm not any, I may sound like a hillbilly, but my family's been in Texas since 1843, and I live in Bastrop County.
Well, what's wrong with having a Texas accent?
I get crap for it for years. The whole time I was in the military, they called me Tex and everything else. What I called about, so I'm not about to take up too much of your time. I want to say, today, Fox News released a video, video footage of what's going on in the battle for Ramadi. And those guys are in black uniforms with patches on it. The uniforms are well taken care of. They're wearing Kevlar helmets, and they got helmet cams on them, and they're using U.S.-made weapons.
I know. And, I mean, I saw it this morning on Fox. If we don't have it today, we'll have it on Sunday. And I saw them on Fox, and they got a different clip than what I wanted, and it's my fault because I wasn't in there to tell them which clip. But it's people in black uniforms with U.S. equipment and U.S. training, with the whole special forces get up, and they've got special forces Toyotas that were fitted for special forces. They got special forces equipment. They've got regular Army MRAPs. They've got everything. And I'm going to get Joe Biggs to do a whole report on this tonight. But absolutely, here, in fact, I'm told now we do have the clip of the MRAP. Here it is.
All right, breaking his silence, ICE is releasing an audio tape, 70 from their leader, who has not been seen from in months. Why this has American security analysts worried.
That's Brandon Amrath.
See that? So meanwhile, as ISIS gains new ground, we're talking about the pressure that they're doing on Ramadi right
Special
now.
Special Forces
Ramadi
Toyotas.
The administration is pressing a point.
And news articles have been written by this, by the Iraqi government, where it shows the trucks that are armored, the Toyotas, and then it shows them being made in the U.S. a few years ago. I mean, through Saudi Arabia, through Qatar, through Turkey, taxpayers are paying for ISIS. You understand the guys with black flags are trained by the U.S. and trained by NATO, and there is the MRAP, a giant, full-size, armored truck flying two Al-Qaeda flags. And then I'm glad you mentioned this because I'm on the elliptical this morning for just 30 minutes. And I just kept, and then it showed them in, and I'm no soldier, but I study this. It looked like U.S. Special Forces equipment, but the uniforms were black. Go ahead, Steve.
Right. Yeah. Now, I was in the military. I was a hospital corpsman, and I was with the Marine Recon Unit, and also spent a little bit of time around the Navy SEAL. So I know how these guys operate, and they're tagging each other on the back, moving, and those type of, so they've been had American training, but some of them aren't American people because they're not holding their rifles in the right position. So some of them, and they're all clean shaven. They don't have beards and stuff like that. But there's a guy in web gear. He's got green web gear over his black uniform, and he's got a Kevlar helmet on. That guy's a team leader, and he's U.S. trained. I can tell you right now, he's a Westerner.
Well, that's the word, is they've got traitorous special forces retirees that are contractors that are leading these teams. And they admit they've been in there leading the Free Syrian Army against the Russians. And so I did see that. And again, imagine my poor crew. They're trying to go through a whole hour of Fox from 8 o'clock this morning to try to find what I want. But I did see that, and I thought, man, that looks like Western-trained people. And I thought, wow, ISIS is in some sharp uniforms now. But what do you make of Obama coming out and, quote, ordering the media to not show this footage? But they're claiming because it makes them look too strong. No, because it shows, just like in Ukraine, when they come up to the soldiers and they're Americans. They don't want that scene. Go ahead.
Well, it fits his narrative, but also in one of those things, there's a guy running, and he's got a boonie cover on, and he's clean-shaven. He looks like he shaved at 7 o'clock this morning, just like any other military person would, like they're supposed to. The only time they wear beards is when they're told to, and I don't know if these guys are Syrian force, special forces, or they're Israeli special forces that are embedded with some U.S. special forces. But
well, it is true that Israel, incredibly shamefully, and this is not an anti-Israel statement, it's a fact, Israel has been through Lebanon and Golan openly aiding the Free Syrian Army, and because they've got the Arab spies that are trained, and they are a big part of this as well. You're absolutely right. The build of these guys, just from watching different military groups, is mixed. I mean, I can't tell, but it doesn't look like the usual Western recruited, snot-nosed, usually rich kid, Muslim, who wants to make a name for themselves, who goes and joins all this. It doesn't look like the ragtag people we saw the West funding the last few years. It looks like probably different Arab special forces mixed in with Westerners. What do you say?
I totally agree with you. And just so I can give some validity to who I am, I live here locally. I live over in Bastrop. I won't give my address, but I really don't care because I've been in this fight for a long time, and you ask what it would take for somebody to have the line drawn in the sand. There's so many parts of the United States that we've already lost that I have flagpoles in front of my house. I'm about ready to put the flag upside down. The only thing I have left is Texas is my line in the sand.
Well, the country's just completely gone. And you're right, and they're just going to keep raising property taxes until they come after us. They're creating paramilitary teams in every city to attack us. And in their briefing rooms, all they do is talk about the Patriots and how horrible we are because they're coming after us. And can you imagine how silly it is when the police and military try to march against the Patriots? What's going to happen?
This This is going to be horrible, Alex. I grow my own food. I totally can sustain myself, but I can't sustain myself against the Cobra helicopter.
Well, you know, those Cobra helicopters land, but I don't think any of that's going to get to that point, hopefully. And the people that fly them, they go to restaurants, they live places, they, you know. What matters is the people giving the orders.
We, the people, grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
King, the thrill is gone, and he died at age 89. I had gone through some of these stacks of news. I don't really follow pop news, but I am a B.B. King fan. I've actually seen B.B. King a couple times when I was a kid. When he came to Dallas, my dad was a big fan. listen to that voice. And I've seen Fats Domino. I know Jimmy Vaughn, my good friend. He's really good friends with B.B. King. That is a bummer.
You know you done me wrong, baby. And you'll be sorry.
Eric Clapton. Rolling video there in the background of your radio listener.
The thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone.
It's gone away from me.
And now Lucille, his guitar is a widow.
The thrill is gone, baby.
When Willie Nelson dies, Trigger will be a widow.
The thrill is gone away from me.
People always ask who don't know about Willie Nelson. They go, why has he got that old guitar with big holes in it? It's from his hand hitting it for 50 years. That's why. I tell you, Willie's a piece of work. I've sat there and played chess with him in his bedroom where he likes to play out with his big porch. And right there's Trigger. And then when he goes in another room, Trigger goes with him. When you're on his bus, Trigger's sitting right there next to him. Oh, I think they ought to bury that guitar with him.
I got a Willie story. Willie actually went to a burning house to save that guitar.
I've heard about that. Tell us the Willie story.
Yeah. It's that. His house is on fire. Everything else burned, but I think he got some heat damage from grabbing Trigger.
That's right. He told me about it. I remember him telling me about that. In fact, I think the guitar even is partly burned. It's hilarious. I tell you, that guitar is going to be worth a lot of money when he makes the jump into hyperspace. Blues legend B.B. King dies at age 89. Blues legend B.B. King, who took his music from rural juke joints to the mainstream and inspired a generation of guitarists from Eric Clapton to Stevie Ray Vaughan, has died in Las Vegas. He was 89. King, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 86, had said in May he was in hospice care at his home after being hospitalized in April with dehydration related to diabetes. The blues has lost its king, and America has lost a legend. President Barack Obama, always praying on every event, said in a statement recalling how he sang Sweet Home Chicago with King at a White House blues concert 3 years ago. BB may be gone, but the thrill will be with us forever. And there's going to be one killer blues session in heaven tonight. Yeah, like you believe in heaven, Obama. Give me a sick joke break. By the way, they found a bunch of videos on Knock and Talk where the police come to your house and we want to talk about your firearms. Mind if we come in? And the reason I raised that point was is the military is now doing that. But everything's okay. We'd like to just take a look at your firearms. We're from the U.S. Army. You can trust us. How are all these traitors going to feel at CNN and MSNBC and Fox News and this week, as all this stuff unfolds in the years to come, and you're sitting around telling everybody it isn't going to happen? You know most of the public doesn't believe you, doesn't buy what you say anymore. We got Jakari Jackson coming in with breaking Second Amendment news in a moment, but first, Wild in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
What's up, Doc? I had an original statement about how millennials are also a target along with veterans just because they outnumber baby boomers now, but I think everybody knows that. I wanted to ask you a question, which I haven't heard asked before. What does Alex Jones dream about at night? You know, those like really strong, vivid dreams.
Well, I have a lot of nightmares. And I've had so many nightmares since I've been involved in all this that they're actually entertaining now. So it's really sick. When I was a kid, I'd have nightmares every once in a while, and I hated them. And now they're quite enjoyable because it's my subconscious brain working through fear it already has. And so going through all the things I go through in these dreams, I mean, you name it. And when I have nightmares, maybe it's like once a week, it's like all night long in sessions. Sometimes I'll wake up after one and move on to the next. I just see it as my brain wargaming, getting me ready for stuff to come down the road. Well, that's a great question. What kind of dreams do I have? Just the most wild, fantastical stuff, right down to dreams where I'm editing video, or dreams where I can't get anybody to take the garbage out at work, or dreams where I keep spilling coffee on the carpet. You know, just the stupidest frustration dreams. dreams where my kids won't do what I tell them, that's a nightmare. I'll come back and finish up with that. That's a good question, Wild.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Every time that I... You know, sharing your dreams is a very personal thing, but my whole life is about sharing my dreams with people. I'll tell you one of my most recurring dreams. It's basically different variants. It's not really a dream, it's a nightmare of the 1982 or whatever it was remake of The Thing put out by John Carpenter, but it's not set in Antarctica. It's just set like in neighborhoods, and then I've got my family. And people look like they're normal, but they're not. And the entire biosphere, the entire genetic code of the planet, the trees, the grass, the everything has been overtaken. And then my children get overtaken and absorbed right in front of me. And it's just intense grief and pain watching my family killed in front of me. And I have that dream, different variants, all night long, about once a week. And what it is my brain getting me ready to just deal with losing everything so that I don't fear when I'm conscious and awake. But when I sleep, I do. That's the kind of stuff I dream about. Then I have political dreams where I'm just like at work reading news articles and having political understandings, and it's like I'm working while I'm asleep. I have those type of dreams. I have dreams where I'm video editing. I have dreams where I'm carrying the trash out. I have dreams where I'm fishing. I have dreams where I'm back with one of my grandfathers, camping. I basically have a wide spectrum of dreams. I have dreams sometimes where I'm like, it's in all this vivid color, and it's like you're on a space station, but it's nothing like you've ever seen or imagined. There's just all these beings of light and like space bridges and interdimensional gates. And of course, it's you could say it's human imagination. Whatever, it's fantastical. Those are the type of dreams I have. But really, in dreams, we know, and you can read about this from Carl Jung, it's pretty accurate from my experiences, that it's archetypes. And that it's the subconscious mind learning to deal with things. And the GMO, the culture, even if you want to take care of your kids, you're almost betting when you have them on the future and putting them into a dangerous world. So I have intense guilt at a binary, base code level that I have three children that I put into this world knowing everything I know. But I intend to have more children if I can. Because I've got to go through the fear and I've got to bet them and myself and everything on freedom and that we're going to make it out of this, even if we individually don't. I'm not going to just give up and say it's all over. It's not going to happen. You have to make the spiritual decision to go to that next level. But we do see our children taken away from us. But in life, it's generally your children are taken away from you by their husband or their wife and the other family, and then you still love them, but there is a little bit of frustration that they're not with you anymore, that they've got their own life, but then you see them have their own kids, and then it's a wonderful thing. That's if you really love your kids. So many mothers end up disliking, their son's wife. That's one of the most well-known things because they, they see their son being taken away by that woman at a very primitive level. That's not all women that do that, but that's the most common type thing. But this isn't some other family taking away your child. This is your child having their mind taken, their soul taken, their health taken, their genetics destroyed. And so to have a child today, you are entering them into the singularity, the technotronic war, the AI war, all the craziness that we're already in that's just going to get more wild and more insane. So you can say it is an act of evil to have children, but I really don't think it is because we have to do that so we do everything we can to change what's happening in the future. I didn't really think all that out, but that's what comes from my heart. Now, shifting gears, we're going to go to Jakari Jackson. B.B. King died today at 89. We just played one of his best-known songs earlier, and Jimmy Vaughn, who I know is really, really good friends with him, is here popping in on short notice. We appreciate him to give us his take on the passing of B.B. King, who I know influenced his brother, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and, of course, Jimmy Vaughn, who got his brother his first guitar and got him into it. And so Jimmy Vaughn joins us. Jimmy, I don't even know where you're at. Are you in Austin right now, or are you on the road?
Yeah, I'm at home. I'm in Austin.
Well, I didn't know B.B. died until I was looking here in the stack. Everybody else knew. And then I said, well, I got to call Jimmy, so thanks for coming on short notice.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah, we heard that he passed away last night, and, of course, everybody announced it this morning. So he had been sick, and we noticed last week they were saying that he was under hospice care and things like that. So. But it's really incredible. B.B., was probably, I guess B.B.'s the greatest blues guitar player that, ever lived. And, all the guitar players that you think of as blues guys from the 50s I think they would agree with me, Buddy Guy and Otis Rush and Little Milton, and we could go on and on and on. Most all of them, including myself and Stevie, and many others, Mike Bloomfield, and we could have a list for, you know, 100 names. Pretty much, basically, learned how to play off B.B. King records, and of course, his big influence was, according to him, was T-Bone Walker and Django Reinhardt during his time. But he took it to a whole new level, and he was a completely original guy, is what I'm trying to say. And he was a fabulous singer, too. And he made, he's made over 100 albums.
Who would you say is the real granddaddy of blues versus the granddaddy of rock and roll? The granddaddy of rock and roll would be Chuck Berry, right?
Yeah, I would say so, and Little Richard, and but I mean, all the rock and roll guys listen to B.B. King too. So,
now you were really good friends with him. I don't know if I can tell you these personal stories, but I mean, you told me about B.B. King. I mean, you told me quite a few interesting stories. I know you're well.
Well, you know, B.B. was just a really sweet guy and loving guy. And one time I got to play on the Crossroads. In Chicago, and I got to go on with BB. I was on Willie's bus with BB, and they were talking about Nightlife, which is a song that Willie wrote that BB made popular in the mid '60s, I guess. A lot of people recorded that song, but also did BB King, and. You know, the blues and a lot of that country music was really the same thing as far as I was concerned, and it crossed over on both sides, you know. And it'd be tough to say enough about B.B. King. You know, he was influenced everybody around the world on the guitar. Even if you don't play the blues, you know, you had to be influenced by B.B. King. I mean...
And I mean, didn't your daughters call him Uncle BB?
Yeah, we called him Uncle. My wife, that's how we met, was I met my wife. We went on tour with BB King, my band. BB King would have like a traveling blues festival every year. And I went and did that tour a couple of times. But then one year I filled in for the Neville Brothers for 3 or 4 shows, and that's where I met my wife, Robin, and she knew BB from working on the tour. And
that's right. Anyway, she used to run the House of Blues, too.
Well, she used to work there for that organization, yeah. And she worked at Gibson and everything, but... And BB played Gibsons, and, you know, it goes on and on and on. And, I mean, I learned how to play guitar from, I got in a band when I was about 15 and started making pretty good money for a 15-year-old, and I went down and bought every BB King album that I could get. I mean, I had like 20 of them, and brought them home and would put the record on and, you know, learn the intro and the solo and the ending of just let the LP play and just play along with it.
So is he your biggest influence, or is it Chuck Berry?
Well, all of them. All of them are, I'm influenced by all of them. I mean, I listen to all their stuff, you know, and still do. But, I mean, BB was, you know, BB was the greatest and sort of the grandfather of the whole thing, as far as bending the strings. They call it like singing string because it sounded like a woman singing sometimes, you know. And that's where all the, you know, the Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck, all the English guys, Jimi Hendrix, all these people, you know, learned really from Buddy Guy. All of them learned from B.B. King records, really.
You know, I got to get you on sometimes. You've got the Robert Plant stories. You've got the Jimi Hendrix stories. You've got everything, Jimmy. But you got to write a book someday. I tell you, you have seen everything, my friend.
Well, Oh, thank you. I was real honored and it was my pleasure, you know, to see BB so many times. And, you know, he would always come through town and we would try to go see him or we'd see him somewhere. And he would always be real sweet to my kids. And he was just a great guy all the way around, besides being a fabulous musician and such an innovator, you know.
Well, I knew, I mean, growing up, that's what my dad listened to. You know, when my mom was putting the records on, it would be like, you know, Led Zeppelin, Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones. When my dad was playing stuff, it'd be, you know, Fats Domino and B.B. King. And he took me to see both of them. I've seen B.B. King twice and Fats Domino once. And just amazing. That I mean, these guys, some of them are still alive. It's like, you hear B.B. King still alive and you go, gosh, that guy, it's like the granddaddy of it all. And then they're finally gone. It just shows you they are human.
Yeah, it doesn't seem real. It's one of those things where it just doesn't seem real. You know it's true, but it doesn't seem real, you know. The last time we saw him was at Crossroads, and I guess here in Austin at the, you know, downtown at the theater, the Paramount. And we got to go down there and see him, and he was just fabulous.
Did you cry? When did you hear he died, and did you cry, Jimmy?
Last night. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And, you know, we were, you know, he was very fatherly to my family, and we would always go see him, and he would always, you know, talk to the kids and bounce him on his knees and all that stuff, you know, just like a relative would, you know. He was the greatest.
Well, a big, big bummer, Jimmy, but, you know, he's got incredible accomplishments behind him, and he's given birth to so much great art in this culture. It's really amazing. I wonder what your brother, you know, thinks about all this.
Well, I was wondering if maybe, you know, they're together now. That's what I think.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. If there is a heaven, and we know there is, they're there together, and I don't know if they're playing harps up there, probably playing guitars.
I think they're playing guitars.
All right, Jimmy Vaughn. Jimmy, tell us about what's coming. I know you've always got tours going. You've always got stuff happening. What's the best place for folks to find out everything Jimmy Vaughn and company?
Well, they can go on my Facebook or they can go on jimmyvaughn.com and see where I'm going to be. It's all posted.
Well, Jimmy, tell Robin and the girls I said hi, and I'm sure we'll see you at my daughter's birthday party if you're in town coming up. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
All right. You do the same. Thanks, Alex.
All right. Thanks for seeing BB off here on the show.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Tell you, that is a gentleman right there. Jimmy Vaughn, I've known him like 15 years now. Super classy. And I met him the same way I met Willie Nelson. He came to the showing of Road to Tyranny, 2002. And there he was with his girlfriend, Robin Vaughn, and we hung out, talked a little bit. And then I got to know him real good after that, but it was weird. I see more of these movie showings. That's how folks come out and see me. Like, hey, it's Willie Nelson. He's here to see the movie. And pretty. I mean, it's great. How many of these guys are patriots, though, Jakari? It's exciting.
Yeah, we had a chance to see Reverend Horton Heat. We went out a couple weeks ago, a lot of us in the crew, and he's a real big fan.
Joe was telling me that.
Yeah.
Who isn't a fan of the show? I better behave myself with all these viewers and listeners.
Hey, he said he's down to come on, so I don't know
let's get him on.
What his tour schedule is. But
well, next time he's coming through, we can go interview him on the scene or something.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, Jakari, and we're not bragging about the show being big. It's actually scary. It's just that freedom is popular, Jakari.
It is.
We're going to skip this network break, so I have time to go into overdrive and take calls. I got Jakari in here, but right during the last break at 33 after, I went, Buckley, here's my cell phone. Call Jimmy Vaughn. He's not on tour. He'll probably answer. Get him on, and he came on, so that happened. I mean, you know, B.B. King is a big cultural icon, so I think it's important we spend some time on that. Because we spend so much time on negative crap, why not celebrate the cool people?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then you can have somebody on, like Jimmy Vaughn, to liken it to, you know, bring it full circle. Let people know that people in the entertainment industry, they are awake and aware of things that are going on.
Yeah, I know my dad's going to be bummed out. I think B.B. King's probably his favorite person.
Really?
I mean music-wise.
Yeah. My dad was a real big Hendrix fan.
Oh, yeah. Jimi Hendrix, amazing. But see, that all came out of B.B. King.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just amazing. See, think how this show is influencing people. I'm not comparing myself to B.B. King. I mean, the bad stuff I'm doing is influencing people. It's crazy to have that much influence. Jakari, this is just the newest attack on guns. It's not just New Jersey. Other states are doing similar stuff. So check your state, folks. But tell us about this. We're going to air this special report.
Yeah, because, Alex, we started out the year talking about the green tip ammunition, the ATF coming after that. And before that, we were talking about the sanctions on the AR-15s, the AR-15 ammo. And, of course, we also see these proponents, these anti-gun politicians, coming after your guns while committing gun crimes themselves. We saw Senator Yee last year in California running guns. And also earlier this month, we saw the representative in Michigan, you know, shooting his wife's car with a shotgun. Just all these wild things going on.
Yeah, what is it about these anti-gunners? They're the ones misbehaving with guns.
Well, I think it's to the point where they think everybody's like them, and they know how they are, so we got to ban everybody's guns.
That's actually, who's the guy that threatened to shoot me? Buzz, what's that guy's name on Piers Morgan?
Sure. Oh, Buzz Bissinger.
Buzz Bissinger. He said later in the article he wrote and in another interview, he goes, look, I'm crazy. I'm mentally ill. I'm on medications. I spend millions of dollars on women's clothing. I'm not the one making this up.
Yeah, I saw the picture of the guy.
He said, I'm crazy. Don't let me have a gun.
Yeah.
And so that's what they say. Don't let him have one. He's crazy, too.
Yeah.
So he thinks I'm nuts like him.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. They understand their own fallacies and like, well, he can't be any better than me, so we have to take away all the guns. So, but now we have this this latest attack. This is from a New Jersey representative, Ms. Bonnie Watson Coleman. And this is H.R. 2283, known as the Stop Online Ammunition Sales Act of 2015. And basically, it will require a face-to-face interaction to purchase ammunition. It already has 30 co-sponsors, House Democrats, and it would also require federal government to issue a license to ammunition dealers. So beyond the FFL, now if you want to go down to Cargill shop or whatever, he has to have a license to sell you a box of 223 ammunition.
And that's the move. And we've always known they wanted to do that and restrict the lead. And then meanwhile, I had Al Jazeera interview me last night. And this guy was American.
Mm-hmm.
He kept saying, no one wants your guns. No one's taking guns. They always, and I went, here's it. And he goes, no, they're not. For like 10 minutes, I just said, dude, I'm done.
Yeah, it's just like when you guys, we all went out to the Alamo, but you guys had a chance to talk to the anti-gun group out there. Nobody's trying to take your guns while they hand you a flyer saying ban all fully automatic rifles.
Or semi-auto.
Yeah, semi-auto. I mean, it's this mental illness that they're saying nobody's trying to take your guns. You got Feinstein, you got Bloomberg. You got boxes.
Ban them all.
Yeah. Yeah, if I could, if I had the votes in the Senate, I would have picked up every single one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, but nobody wants your guns. And they take these
people. What are these games they play?
Yeah, and they take people failing at their attempt to take away guns as nobody's trying. Just like I talked to that guy, was it South by Southwest? He's like, nobody's trying to take your guns. I'm like, yeah, they are trying to take your guns. They keep trying and failing. But that's not for lack of trying. These people want to take away your firearms because they understand their own fallacy.
And hey, now they're saying nobody wants a secret treaty because TPP got voted down for now. So we keep barely having victories because of their tactic of denying it's happening. I mean, it doesn't work on us, Jakari, but remember the general public's not paying attention.
Yeah.
So they actually hear this and go, oh, there's no problem?
Yeah, I'd go back to watching SportsCenter.
Let's play this breakdown. This was going to be on the nightly news. It still will be, but we're going to premiere it here on the radio right now. Here's another weather coming after the Second Amendment. With Jakari Jackson and the InfoWar.
Jakari Jackson here, InfoWars.com. We have a new article on the site. House bill seeks to eliminate online ammo sales. And this is a New Jersey representative, Bonnie Watson Coleman, and H.R. 2283, known as the Stop Online Ammunition Sales Act of 2015. And it would require face-to-face purchases of ammunition. And with our Second Amendment in the United States of America, I don't have any issue with you buying your ammunition over the internet, and I don't think that personal sales of firearms or ammunition require background checks. I know a lot of people want to have those on ammunition sales as well. I don't agree with this because you could just as easily walk into Bass Pro Shop, Cabela's, Academy, wherever, put down, you know, $1,000, buy $1,000 worth of ammunition. Yeah, that's, you know, catches people's attention, but it is very much legal in the United States of America. And to anybody would say, well, you know, they're stocking up all this ammunition, they're going to go out there and shoot somebody. Oh, look what just happened in Garland, Texas. And I definitely hope that Ms. Representative Coleman here takes a look at the Department of Homeland Security because I'm going to bring up a throwback article from back in 2013. And the reason I'm bringing up this old article, they have many more rounds of ammunition now, but I like the point that Watson makes in this. They had purchased enough ammunition to fight the war in Iraq for another 30 years. And this is the Department of Homeland Security. This isn't the military. You know, somebody, you know, they got to be worried about some Red Dawn situation. This is the Department of Homeland Security has this massive amount of ammunition. I definitely hope somebody will take a look into that. Also, DHS purchasing paper targets of pregnant women and little children. And when I say children, I'm not talking about some 17-year-old in a trench coat. I'm talking about a little 10-year-old boy is holding his gun like this and smiling and grinning. And then we wonder why we have shootings like what happened to Tamir Rice when you're teaching these guys that, you know, some child could easily be your enemy and is out to kill you. So that's what's going on that front. Also, they're trying to ban body armor in states like California, which I'm also against because, you know, just me doing the job that I do, myself, Joe Biggs, and some of the other crew members, we go out to very dangerous situations, and sometimes we take body armor with us. And it's not, everybody's like, well, you got to worry about the crowd. When I was out in Ferguson, I had little to no issue with the crowd. Like, yeah, there's some guy who wanted to argue with me about, you know, how cool it was to burn down buildings and stuff. But by and large, I was more concerned about my safety from what the police were doing. The police were shooting rubber bullets, at least when we were there back in August. In November, they were much better behaved. But when we were out there in August, they were shooting rubber bullets indiscriminately into a blinding cloud of tear gas, you know, and Joe Biggs, of course, got shot with a rubber bullet, had a nice big bruise to show for his efforts. So we have body armor. We have soft body armor. We have a hard plated body armor, which is like basically strapping a skillet to yourself and running around. But we have it just to deal with these type of situations, gas masks as well. And, you know, other people, they may have them for other things. If you just want a bulletproof vest for home defense, that's your business. I don't think the government should be able to tell you not to do that. And while we're talking about the DHS arming up with so many rounds of ammunition about people using these things for self-defense, let's also talk about the other things that are going on in our government. Let's start with running guns into Mexico with Operation Fast and Furious.
New documents obtained by CBS News show Attorney General Eric Holder was sent briefings on the controversial Fast and Furious operation as far back as July 2010. That directly contradicts his statement to Congress.
And for you guys who don't know about this, no, I'm not talking about Vin Diesel and all those guys. Operation Fast and Furious, which happened under the Justice Department, was a plan to give, well, not just a plan, something that was actually implemented and done. They handed over functioning weapons to Mexican drug cartels to track the weapons. So I guess their logic was, it's like, yeah, we'll let these guys take these guns, functioning guns, not malfunctioned or, you know, not deformed or any way. We'll give these guys the guns to go out there and commit crimes, and then when we catch these guns at the crime scenes, we'll know these guys were handlers of the guns. We'll be able to trace the guns back, which makes no sense because how many innocent people are going to die in this plan before it comes to fruition? And also, beyond that, you want to talk about arming the people. Let's talk about arming ISIS rebels. The article came out last year, airdropping grenades into the hands of ISIS. And people will say, this is not a big deal. A pallet of grenades is not going to take down the U.S. military. I do agree. But what about all the innocent civilians who are unarmed in those regions? They have to conflict with this now. Disarming people isn't the way to go. And we saw this recently with the representative in Michigan, you know, shooting his shotgun at his ex-wife's car. Shakari Jackson signing off. You can find more reports on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube.
All right, that's a good report Jakari put out. But what Jakari's really doing, I asked somebody in the office to step up and do this a few weeks ago. Jakari's volunteered. Next Thursday, he'll be on the show this Sunday, at least calling in or in studio, to announce a very important demonstration, a pro-life demonstration we're going to have next Thursday during the show. We'll announce this Sunday or Monday. We haven't picked the Planned Parenthood place yet. We're going to be outside of it, not on their property, holding up signs that say Black Lives Matter because 50-plus percent of black people are aborted. We're going to do that. It can become national news. We need to get all the pro-life people out there to be at this event next Thursday, and we'll announce that this Sunday. I
more candy. I want more video games. Why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.